As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Utah. He is in his 17th season as head coach. He is the recipient of 3 National Coach of the Year awards, the 2019 Pac-12 Coach of the Year, 11 bowl wins, which ties for 3rd among active coaches. Utah currently 7-3. They are number 24 in the college football rankings, and they've got a big one. They're at home against number 3, Oregon, on Saturday. Kyle Whittingham is my guest. Kyle, it's always nice to have you on. How are you today, Kyle?
Doing good, Jim. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Always good to have you on. Thanks so much. You're coming off that win over Arizona. You said yourself that it might have been a little bit ugly, but when you're on the road and you're in conference and you find a way to grind out a win, what's it say about your team that they found a way to get it done the way they did?
Well, they showed a lot of character, and as I mentioned, we didn't play our best in the postgame conference. We didn't play very well on defense, but offense showed up, had a lot of production there, nearly 470 yards, 38 points, no turnovers, so good outing by the O, but special teams and defense, not quite what we need them to be.
Right, so you talked about the offense. In fact, I was going to ask you about that, because that is now the 6th straight game with more than 450 yards of offense. You and I spoke before the season, and we talked about the potential and the upside of that offense. How gratifying, then, is it seen, or has it been for you, to see that offense become a reality and reach its potential?
It's been great, and really there's 2 primary keys for what's going on, and that's number 1, our quarterback Cam Rising, who we went to in game 3 and have stuck with him ever since, and he's just been a phenomenal leader for us. He's in the top 10 in the nation in QBR rating, and just playing outstanding football. So Cam's emergence and his play has been instrumental in the offensive line. We were a little bit shoddy up front early in the season, looking for the right combination of guys, but about 3 or 4 games in, we settled in and got the right guys out there, and they've got nothing but better as the season's progressed.
Kyle Whittingham joining us. I was going to ask you about Cam Rising, but you beat me to it. That was his 7th start of the season, and he really has grown into that position. You know, every single game matters, of course, but when you get to November and you have a chance to win the division and go to the conference championship game, does it feel like the intensity ratchets up and the games go to another level?
Oh, definitely, it does. There's no question about it. Now our preparation doesn't change. You know, we have the same routine, the same meeting structure, practice structure, all that type of thing. But there is a different feel, and we're getting right down to the wire here. And got a big one against Oregon Ducks this weekend, and got them at our place, which is great. And our guys will be ready.
That is a big one. Also, Britton Covey now has more than 3,500 all-purpose yards, which is 5th most in school history. I know that you've known his family for decades, going back even to his grandfather. You were the first to offer him a scholarship. What did you see in him that maybe others did not at that time?
Well, first of all, he was a quarterback in high school, and so it was a projection. You know, we didn't feel that that was going to be ultimately his landing position in college. And so as a slot receiver, you know, projecting him as a slot, we thought that he had the quickness, the speed, you know, just all those things you look for in a great slot receiver. And in addition to that, a kick returner. I mean, he's a phenomenal punt and kickoff returner in high school, and we just knew that he could add to what we're doing. Did we know he'd add to the extent he has? I'm not going to lie, I don't think we any of us thought that he'd reach the level of play that he has right now. And in fact, he's got another year. You know, if he wants it, he's only a junior. Seems like he's been here like 8 years. But if he wanted to come back, he would have another year. But he's just been so productive for us and such a great leader. That's another thing is the things that he brings to the table and to the football team off the field.
Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham joins us once again. Kyle, you and I spoke back in August, and we talked about the death of Ty Jordan and the ways in which the program was going to honor him. Then in September, Aaron Lowe, who was a high school teammate of Ty's, had been wearing number 22 to honor him and was the recipient of the Ty Jordan Memorial Scholarship. He was killed. What was Aaron like as a person?
Oh, just a great kid. Him and Ty were very similar in personality, always smiling, always enjoying what they did, enjoying life, passion for the game of football. And as you mentioned, I mean, it was just eerie the way this thing has gone. And they were best friends in high school. And as you mentioned, Aaron was the recipient of the scholarship and wore Ty's number in honor of Ty. And it's just been a very difficult situation, to say the least, for our team to go through. But I think our guys have handled it about as good as they possibly could have.
I was going to say, it's so sad and so challenging. And then Saturday, TJ Pledger was talking about the notion of being 22% better and feeling like the team has a bigger meaning behind it. What has it been like to see your players deal with all these challenges and adversity and come back the way they have and to take on this notion of 22% better and the bigger meaning behind that?
Yeah, well, first of all, just so proud of them and so proud of the way they've handled themselves and conducted themselves. We've got great leadership on this team, and that really is where it starts with the upperclassmen and the leaders that has helped us forge through this. And it's just been awesome to see how they handle the adversity and have stuck together. And yeah, that is our rally cry, is 22% better. We got pretty much everything we do is somewhat centered around that.
Kyle Whittingham joining us. Kyle, that, not that you want to make it about you, I know you don't, but I will anyway, because that was your 141st win as Utah head coach. That ties you with Ike Armstrong for the school record. Again, I know you're not looking to make it about you, but can you take even one moment to just think about that? That's a big number now. What does that number represent to you?
Well, first of all, I've been blessed, and I have a lot of gratitude for being able to be at this university for that long. That's a rarity in this day and age. It's almost unheard of. And what it means, Jim, it's really an accomplishment that every player that's come through this program has a part of. And to be able to have coached so many talented players over the last 17 years and coached side-by-side with so many great assistant coaches, that's what it is. It's a program goal, and not a goal, but a program accomplishment, I feel so fortunate to have been a part of it. It's been a heck of a ride, I'll tell you that.
No, I agree with you. It's a really, really tough business, and there's only a limited number of big-time college football head coaching jobs, so it's hard to get one in the first place and nearly impossible to have the kind of run that you've had. In fact, how do you explain that, to maintain that level of excellence, and it doesn't get old, it doesn't get rusty, there is no complacency? How have you managed to do that and keep raising the bar?
Well, one thing that really sparked the program was our acceptance into the Pac-12. You know, when that happened back in 2011, I had been the head coach here, I guess, what, about 6, 7, maybe 8 years at that point in time. And that was almost as if, I got a new job and went new challenge, and going into the Pac-12 really rejuvenated everything in the program. And we've been working like crazy to try to, get some traction in the conference since then. I think we've recruited well, and our roster, I believe right now, is as good as it's ever been, and particularly in the younger classes, our freshman and sophomore classes are loaded, and so we think we got a chance to be good for a few years.
Utah 7-3, they're number 24 in the college football rankings, and there's a big one Saturday night in your place against number 3 Oregon. I'm curious, you've got that big one coming up, so what is your message as you get ready to face the Ducks? What are you telling your guys?
Same thing that we've been doing for 7 weeks now, and that's just having fun, cutting loose, letting just making plays, not pressing. And I think that's really been the key to their offense. If you watch them play, you can tell that they truly enjoy what they're doing, and they're having a great time doing it, and just got guys out there making plays and playing hard for each other.
Can't wait to see it. Number 3, Oregon at number 24, Utah, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Kyle Whittingham is the longtime head coach of Utah. Kyle, I appreciate you very much. Good luck this weekend. Always good to have you on this show. Thanks for making time for us once again.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Coach. Kyle Whittingham, he's done an amazing job there. Once again, it's really hard to get a top job. It's really hard to maintain that top job and keep that top job in a really tough business, which is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And he's just maintained that level of excellence.